Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Uncle Drayton is joining us on ESPN. He's Drayton on a mobile right here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Drayton on a mobile.
Well, howdy, John, and just want to know, what have you done to be a champion today?
Well, unfortunately, this whole city is remorse. I imagine this has struck you. You can't feel good about what's going on.
Well, it's funny you say that, because things are going just fine here in Temple. And the other thing that I'd like to tell you is, I remember when I was the owner, I do feel bad for Jim Crane. I think it's a real shame that everyone built him up like he was some kind of messiah. And, well, now we just find out that owning a baseball team is a lot trickier than you thought it was. I did things the right way, and people wanted to come at me and say, oh, Drake McClain, you didn't win a World Series, and you gave Carlos Beltran a lot of money. Well, I did try to give him a lot of money.
I thought
I was signing a Carlos Beltran. It ended up being a Carlos Lee. I get mixed up on last names sometimes. But here's the story on this one. I heard that people had gotten electrocuted yesterday from the Astros. They told me the little guy got electrocuted. Is that true?
No, he didn't get – he apparently had – well, accused of having a buzzer that would tell him if it was a fastball or off-speed. That's not electrocuted, Uncle D.
Remember that time I had Sean Chacon just choke my general manager clear dead?
Yes, I remember that.
Well, what did I do? I got rid of him. I will give Jim Crane credit for this. He did get rid of his general manager, who was into the nonsense and the skullduggery. I will give him credit for that. But here's something that I deserve credit for. Who was it that first brought a World Series to the city of Houston? It was Drayton McClain. I'm the one who did that. There were no electrocutions. We weren't banging on trash cans. We weren't putting chalk signs up in the thing. We just had good old people, just real people, honorable people like Roger Clemens and Andy Pettit, the Jeff Bagwells and the Biggios, the great people, the good people, Lance Berkman. There was no controversy with us. There was no skullduggery going on of any sort and kind. We were a clean, all-American team. And I remember before that, the Shaner. Do you remember the Shaner?
I remember. I saw the Shaner yesterday.
Oh, that guy was good.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Bagwell, Biggio, Clemens, Pettit, Caminiti, all of them clean, Uncle D.
Yeah.
All clean. Yeah. Uncle
D. That's right. We did things the right way. There was no one getting electrocuted or putting nipple clamps on or none of that stuff.
Oh, that they had nipple clamps.
Let me ask you a question. How much do you think it set back the Crane feller on all the rings he gave out? That seemed a little bit, it seemed kind of needy, didn't it? Felt a little bit like he was trying to get the fans all on his side.
Well, you mean like dog day at the park? You mean like giving away green hot dogs for $1, like, you know, stuff that you used to do?
Those are good deals. That's a good bargain. That's called being a showman. I'm the last showman. Remember that guy who did that movie called Last Showman? That's me, Drayton McClain. Remember that time that Cal put that great big hill out there in center field? Wasn't that great?
No, it sucked, actually.
And then Crane comes out there, and he's just like, well, here's something we're going to do. We're going to copy Drayton, keep having dogs out at the park. Well, you're welcome on that one. Here's something else we're going to do. I'm so needy because no one likes me. I'm going to give you a bunch of rings. Here you go. People were flooding the park out there for Drayton McClain baseball. It was the most exciting brand of baseball ever. We had Bogar. We had Adam Everett. We had Saksui. We had all kinds of good guys. Morgan Isberg. Remember that time we were in the World Series and he used 14 different batting stances? Woo! That's the shot. You never knew what was coming. We had some awfully good catchers, too. John, do you remember when you used to do a lot of baseball TV and we had all kinds of different catchers?
Yeah, I remember all the different...
You remember Mitch Molesky?
Yeah.
When he got in the dust up behind home plate?
Yeah.
That was showmanship. That's what great McClain baseball was.
I don't think so.
Remember when we had Craig Biggio out in center field? Wasn't that great?
No, that was terrible.
What about when Lance Berkman? We would just take random people and put them out there. I mean, you never knew what to expect with me. I had a guy with he just had just plumb tuckered out in his behind with the sores. Remember that guy?
Yeah, Kaz Matsui.
Yeah. Who does that but me?
No, well, you did. You put sores on his You put sores in his booty.
But it's not cheating, John. It's showmanship. I had a brand of baseball that people weren't ready for. I was a lot like Bill Vec. I was the guy who was the originator of a lot of really great stuff. I put a train on top of a ballpark. A train full of pumpkins. Who does that but me?
But I thought it was oranges, but they're really big. So yeah, maybe you're right. But hey, and you did a wonderful job at Baylor too, by the way. Congratulations on that.
I appreciate that, John.
Nobody cheated over there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the guy came and got it straightened out. The guy with the smock, and now he's gone, and we got another guy who, you know, is kind of not sure what's going on with Dave Aranda.
Well,
he's got something going on.
He's different than any other coach you've ever had there.
Well, it's we're building up to be a champion again. I've got a special night coming out where you get to bring your cats to the field. We're gonna have cat night out at Baylor where just throw a bunch of cats on the field and see what happens.
I want you to watch
something. Running around, just tearing things up.
I want you to watch something. It's called "Don't F with Cats." Okay, don't do that. Okay,
hey, Uncle D. Did you see that thing where that little guy didn't want his shirt taken off? You think he wears a swim shirt out at the neighborhood swim pool?
I think you might be nipple clamps. Might be the reason. I don't know. Maybe he's into something kinky or something, Uncle D.
You think he's got a nipple ring? That's the one thing I banned. I don't know if that came out. You probably heard this. No nipple rings on the 2002 Astros. Zero.
Well,
I was real proud of that.
You banned, like the Yankees banned beers, you banned nipple rings. Okay.
Hey, John, can you tell me who the head coach and the general manager of the baseball team are now?
No one knows, no.
Great. Remember when I used to own the team, we always had a GM and a head coach?
Well, yeah. But
now, we didn't always have batting coaches and pitching coaches.
They did.
We like to run through those pretty good.
Yeah. No, every time you lost, you blamed it. You had
never knew what you were getting when you came to the park.
No.
Well, who's going to be is the pitcher going to choke the GM? Are we even going to have a pitching coach today? Is Jimmy Williams going to have two M's or one in his name?
You never
know what you get.
No, you're right about that, Uncle D.
Well, okay, then.
Yeah, it sounds like
enjoy your World Series, enjoy your head coach, and try not to get electrocuted tomorrow. I'm just kidding with you. Good luck, Houston. Hey, don't forget, I've got 2-for-1 on cabbages right now at a temple. We'll see you.
He sounds all broken up about this, doesn't he, Dale?